News Service Daily Newscast for May the 27th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. Four Minneapolis police officers have been fired following the death of a black man Monday night. Our Mike Moen reports the American Civil Liberties Union says it points to the lack of humanity by some in law enforcement.
The death of George Floyd, who screamed, "I can't breathe," while a white Minneapolis officer held his knee over Floyd's neck for several minutes, was captured on video and drew swift condemnation. John Gordon, who directs the ACLU of Minnesota, says the public can't judge all police officers based on what happened. However, he thinks there's still a gap in ensuring that all those who patrol the streets have a sense of empathy.
It is especially hard to watch that video and conclude that the officer was looking at Mr. Floyd as another human being.
None of the four officers in question have been formally identified, and the president of the Minneapolis Police Union has urged the public not to jump to conclusions during the investigation, which now includes the FBI.
Those who say that Floyd's death was racially motivated have criticized the other officers involved for not intervening on his behalf. A federal lawsuit claims many people with disabilities are being excluded from New York State's expanded absentee ballot program.
To help keep voters safe during the COVID-19 pandemic, New York is allowing anyone to apply for an absentee ballot that can be mailed in rather than going to the polls. But many people with visual or physical disabilities like paralysis, dystonia, and tremors cannot independently and privately mark a paper ballot. According to Susan Dua, who heads the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York, New York already has an alternative system that could work.
People in the armed services and Americans overseas already can vote by an email ballot that is sent to them.
The lawsuit, filed in the Southern District of New York, seeks reforms to voting practices in time for the June 23rd primary election. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Other states that already have online absentee voting include Colorado, New Mexico, Ohio, Oregon, and West Virginia. A professor at Warren Wilson College says her students have become acutely aware of how the coronavirus pandemic may foreshadow climate change and how it could disrupt communities after weeks of navigating a nature and gardening class online. Mallory McDuff has written about her quarantine experience for Yes Media.
The students decided to teach each other sustainable living skills and a list of skills they wanted to gain. And we decided to use some of our courses online on Zoom to teach and learn together.
Nationwide, many Americans have turned to gardening, composting, and growing their own food since the start of the pandemic. This is PMS. Some folks in West Virginia may not be aware if they've lost their jobs and employer-provided health insurance due to COVID-19, they could be eligible for coverage under the state's Medicaid expansion.
A family of four making less than about $3,000 a month can qualify for Medicaid in West Virginia, which now provides health insurance for about one in three residents, according to Jessica Ice with West Virginians for Affordable Healthcare. She says if you're collecting unemployment benefits, the federal portion of $600 a week doesn't count towards household income for Medicaid eligibility.
A lot of folks don't know what they qualify for, so they're not looking to get coverage. The COVID crisis has highlighted for a lot of people that there are options out there.
She says people can find out if they qualify online on the West Virginia Navigator website and on the state government's web portal, wzpath.org. They can find out about other forms of support, such as SNAP food assistance. I'm Diane Bernard.
West Virginia's kids have benefited from the Medicaid expansion. Only about 3.5% of them are now uninsured. Latinos in a Washington state community fighting now for fairness in elections. Eric Tayanoff reports in Yakima County, members of the county commission have remained white even as the Latino population has soared.
Robin Engel with the immigrant rights group One America says it's allowing the board to ignore the concerns of the Latino community.
A very slight white majority in Yakima County is functionally able to win each of those three seats in virtually every election cycle. Only one, I believe, Latina candidate has ever won to serve a seat in the Yakima County Commission.
Commissioners are elected countywide.
Finally, Natty Romligon tells us that Lincoln County asparagus farmer and retired U.S. Marine who supports a universal basic income is running against longtime incumbent Mitch McConnell for the U.S. Senate.
Lieutenant Colonel Mike Breuer has received the political endorsement of former presidential candidate Andrew Yang, who has said Breuer's candidacy is a continuation of the movement Yang began. Breuer says many of his neighbors are forced to work other jobs in order to keep their small-scale farm operations running.
My neighbor was putting up fence in the headlights of his pickup truck because he has to work off his farm. The guy loves farming. He's a great farmer. But because he needs health care, he works off the farm. And universal basic income would free people up to do the things that they love.
Breuer, along with Representative Charles Booker of Louisville and Lieutenant Colonel Amy McGrath, are all vying on the Democratic ticket to oust McConnell in the November election.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and you'll find us online at publicnewsservice.org.